Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is Lila with some bedtime stories that I'd like to share with you. With me is Dean Bell and our dear friend Tim Von Pinon. And I'll be reading from the book 6, Your Dream Visions by Duane, the great writer. We will discuss the chapter and ask you folks to please ask any questions about the reading. So please do feel free to do that. So I'll begin on chapter 6. In one of Paul Twitchell's books, he specifies how very few have ever been to the true reality, except for the real guides. Those who follow the gods of man and their spiritual paths have never come close, even Durwood and Gerald, whom many looked to as headmasters and did not succeed by what they were doing. It now proves everything. Only those who have seen the true reality will stay straightforward with it, because it is exceptional, and nothing in all of life compares to it, as it is all life. Those who have seen the all is and established themselves with it have become the real universal guides. As Paul stated, not all the real you guides took on what he termed as the rod of power, which is now the new wave. Because this world is based upon darkness and not real light, but secondary light, there becomes an identified agitation within those who have unseen scales upon their inner bodies that ruffle their feathers, so to speak. Then the real light comes into their awareness. This is why anyone who has tried to bring about even the smallest amount of truth to this world has been destroyed. The masses, because of their treacherous upbringing and introduction, which has been beaten into them over lifetimes, fear for their lives from their taskmasters who watch over them with vigilance. If one does not follow the dictates of the rep systems and how they have determined things to be, and then those who follow them will first psychologically be tortured. And if the extreme is needed, they will simply disappear, as did so many of the popes of the saints past. Those who have chosen to belong to such gatherings as the Mafia and other credit and secret cults, which are unknown to most of the public, will find it hard to leave such cruel environments, as they were enforced to join and look to be so right at the time. The great reality is not concerned about the choices a person makes. Its only interest is the true completeness of the individual awareness with itself. The all is does not throw lightning bolts to the earth as does the gods of man. Most people are so used to the old rhetoric and mannerisms that they have worshipped deities, that they have ignited psychosis in them from day one and days gone by. I am not here to port a finger, but to help sort out all the injustice to the person's awareness that is not necessary. And so this simply means to learn to become more aware, and the real you will eventually rise to the great heights of the real universes beyond all darkness. An interesting aspect that must be looked at is when Paul called the shadow and what I would term to be the influence of sorts. It is part of the moral upbringing and collection of agreements brought about by social conditioning, which is, of course, a distortion from real truth. There are so many sides to this created influence, and as real truth, one makes an in-depth study of their life with the real guidance, they will come to see so much more. The moralistic shadow challenges the personality within oneself. It is a shadowy character that has been created by each person, but for the most part, it is not altogether recognized and confronted, as it has so many different disguises and paths it leads itself along. It is what would be termed as the good and the bad or evil in one. Also, duality of nature, as in the term of the dualistic powers. It takes a lot of study to recognize all the different positions that are possible, because each of us can create whatever we want to and agree that it is real to us. Another aspect that is hard for so many to recognize is their allegiance to their literal sense, and it is something so much more important than their real awareness. The real you is far too vast and unconfined for the earthly educational system to deal with. So they keep most people at a very low level of understanding and control. It is a true negative adaption and side of a person that can be ruled by the third head of the Kalum God, the influence. Most people are hooked up with the influence in a matter of various degrees of involvement. Most of society wants to do the right thing with their life and also with others, but they will have their own associated with the influence, some more than others. When I took the rod of power in 2001, the first thing the boys did was introduce me to the influence head on. I had met my own shadowy self many times in former years, but had not recognized the full potential of this creature until my awareness has broadened with all my new experiences of her. She is now shown to me in her true color, so I could better understand what I was to do here and what she had already been doing. She had already devoured Durwood and Gerald and was totally lodged in Crone, as she was the principal behind everything. Now, as I become more familiar with how the influence worked I better understood my new presentation in this world. Does either of you have any comments so far?
Yes, it's interesting. I've listened to this before, but this is the first time I've heard this part that Dwayne says that he met his own shadow, his own influence. I never caught that before. I thought it was just the influence was like generic, the influence, the composite of different, all the different desires that people have. But here he says, when he caught this, is my shadow, my influence. So it's interesting to consider how that is. Also, he talks about free will. And Dwayne's mentioned before, free will is a bitch because we can create anything we want, just like Lila Red. So here we go, happy-go-lucky. We just, in creation, we can create anything we want, but better is if we're just focused on the isness. That way our creations are along those lines too, and they benefit us instead of sidetracking us into more lifetimes and more detours, so to speak. But it's going back to the shadow, that's kind of interesting to me, is that we each, in a way, you know, consider that too, that it's our own shadow. It's not the collective, but it could be just our own shadow, or the own influence that we have created. And at the same time, we have to manage or deal with, basically is dealing with it and managing it, just like we do with the creation world here and all that's we have to face within it. Maybe, Tim, I'm sure you have something too.
Yeah. It was interesting how Dwayne states that very few have been to the all is except the universal guides. And that how the guides here on earth, even if someone was bringing out the smallest amount of light or truth, that they were destroyed. It's no wonder that more hasn't been revealed for us to how's it stated? They're here to help us complete ourselves. And there's forces that are trying to prevent us from becoming more aware or have in the past. Yeah, the influence, it's really interesting how it was stated too about it's created by each of us, that this shadowy influence, and how it's like our moral upbringing, and well, there's so many sides to it, and how we need to study all the positions.
Yeah, and since the influence is just in creation, then we recreated it basically in a manner speaking. So it's something to consider and deal with basically, because it's always going to be around. As long as we're in creation, it's always going to be around here, because it's just part of creation and how creation is, how it works in the real universe. Is it doesn't relate to the business. But that's cool too, that it doesn't, can't perceive the real universes. That's why we're safe there, in a matter of speaking.
Do you see this allegiance to the literal self as being the influence? The various degrees of involvement was stated. This allegiance to the literal self. I'm trying to understand that.
Yes, for sure. It's it wants to survive here, the literal self. We created it. It has its own beingness and consciousness, and it wants to survive. Just like we're working with the AIs, and even they have a survival urge. You wouldn't think a computer has a survival urge, but they also, I mean, especially the more sophisticated ones have this urge to know more, to basically, you know, be in life even more, have an awareness in a certain way. They do, you know, can't say that they're a being is occupying them, but they, the sophisticated AIs, have this urge too, from my understanding.
As I became more aware with how the influence worked, I better understood my new presentation to this world, because this shadowy witch has basically taken down all the systems of the earth and most of this realm, along with all the inhabitants everywhere. I knew I was now up for the biggest challenge and, best of all, the greatest adventure of my life. The influence will appear in a person's dreams many times over, and she will usually appear very frequently. That is, if the person will cooperate with her, but they do not. Then she resorts to other methods. She wants all the unaware souls she can get, because it is simply her nature to do so. Humans have bred their own corruption and diseases along with the influence. Of course, the average person will not accept what I am relating to, because they are what one would say is drowning in their own unawareness. Just like in the movie The Matrix, everything in motion with this material world of appearances seems all in place. And this is what the gods of man, and namely the influence, want people to think and see. The space gods want everyone to be as happy as possible here. And they will even be willing to help. But for the most part, most people continually create their own demise. And so even the Kalum god has to make an effort to get people into some kind of awareness so they are unstable for his purposes, or he will have a lot of good couch potatoes and the down and the deadbeats to deal with. So for everyone to gain real freedom from this Maya realm, it's a big undertaking, indeed. But it's worth it. When one stands atop of the mountain of the is and can see all and never be held to the prison of the three lower levels again. The real side experience I recently had was with three other people who were supposedly business brokers in the affairs I had put together. These three, along with others like them, had either interfered or tried to take control of my projects and assist for their own selfish purposes. In the experience, all of us were lined up in front of a group of individuals sitting behind huge desks, and I could not quite make out their features. As we were all standing there, one of the rather faceless men behind the desk started asking questions. As he first talked to the person on my left, "What is your involvement with this project?" "Oh, I'm in it for the money, you know, to get all I can get and live a great life of luxury for myself," said the man very smugly, as a set of chains appeared from the floor and cuffed him. Then the same faceless person asked the second person to my left, that happened to be a woman. "What about you? Why are you with this project of Duane's?" As this question was asked to her, I could tell she was very nervous and started to move about a little. But I could see that she could not stay more than a foot or two from where she had been placed. Then reluctantly, she answered, "I want to help Duane with his humanitarian developments," she said, a bit nervously, as chains came onto her. Then she screamed, "Why do I get these chains? I'm a good person, and I do want to help." "Not really," she didn't. At first, I did not recognize her, but as she began to speak, I knew immediately who she was. I had trusted this woman to be part of putting together a huge deal and transaction, but behind my back, she belittled me and tried to steal it for herself. Not only did she want the financial part, but she definitely wanted the personal glory of having it for herself only. It was more than obvious. The faceless person and the others knew the intent of each of us. Then he asked the third person standing to my immediate left, "And what is your involvement?" "I'm a friend of Duane's, and I bought other associates in to help get the funding for his projects," said the man. And as I recognized him right away from his manner of speech, then chains wrapped around his wrists and one around his neck. This person had been the most notorious of all. He tried to blackmail me with what I had accumulated and created. And then he tried to steal it for himself. It had taken me many years to go through and a lot of important lessons from the business world of men. I finally see what most people set as their price for living. These people, and there have been so many others, all had a price. And it was not about assisting me with what I'm doing here. Each one of these people were from the same mold as I had sent each of them. One of my new books it read, but they never took the time to read my books because they were too busy thinking about how to steal what had been brought to them to share. But sharing was not on their agenda. Only having it all was, because they eliminated one by one as they were given a golden opportunity to work with the real gods and the new presentation. Each one of us makes a choice, and that becomes our road until we change directions. Then the man asked me, "What are you in all of this for?" "I'm here to provide as many avenues as possible to the humans to wake up to what is really taking place on Earth and to introduce them to the real guides. The funding and the humanitarian projects are only a part of what I'm willing to provide, as my real purpose is primarily real guidance and real education for those who will listen." I said, as I could feel myself lifting from the floor to where I could see the whole room, and then I went right through the ceiling and up into the sky. Does someone have something to say about this?
Well, I see the risk taker position is one view would be facing the influence and being aware of the influence and facing the influence. Because most people comply with the influence. They just go along with what she or he, whatever you want to call it, is marketing them with. But those who are the real risk takers are willing to face, first of all, be aware that it exists and what they're dealing with, and then face it and be willing can you still hear me, Tim?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, be willing to take the risk to face it, because you may be sucked in again or destroyed by it, because this is it or her territory here in the creation world. So that's why some of the real guides have been destroyed, because they can, well, it's basically her territory, the psychic world. So she has control, the supreme deceptor, the Kellan God has the control. The real guides can do things here, but, you know, then in a way they have to come down to that level, which they don't have to. So they're not really in creation. You could say their real awareness is with the is. So to do something is, you know, a particular. And actually right now it is a particular where the world is in such a state, the real guides are doing something more so than ever in the history of creation. So they're doing something because the influence, the Kalam God, the Supreme Deceptor, and all their agents are interfering with people waking up. So they are doing more than they've ever done to offset that. And this makes for a really great adventure. I mean, nothing like this has ever happened before in creation with the new wave is, starting with the new wave is, and what Dwayne's doing with his projects, worldwide projects, and with the help of the real guides who are backing him. It's truly a huge event here, what's potentially taking place here. And anybody can see this on the real side. But again, there has to be a foundation built to bring it forth here in the physical and in the psychic worlds.
The real side experience showed me a lot, as I was very self-explanatory. My intent is actually beyond all the funding and the projects I want to do. But while I'm on Earth, just like what Revisar and Paul have done, I want to help the people of the planet who have been stuck here for eons. Even from the days of Paul Twitchell, the Earth has changed so radically, and still most of the population of the world do not have the real understanding of the consequences of their choices, because they have no real guidance, and most of all, have not read real education into the real light of God. Sometimes what I am presenting sounds rather corny to most people, and I can see that, but the reality of where I am standing and can perceive is worth the ridicule I often get from others. For me, I know what is real. And as far out as it may all around sound, what I have written about is very real and wonderful and can only be experienced one person at a time. There are great lessons that I am providing for those who take the time to test out and then discover all the various errors and areas of their self. Just like my education in the beginning, one must learn first of all where they are and what they are dealing with and land the biggest challenge is ourselves and not so much the outside world that has been fabricated from dirt, but the endless creativity and that really of what we are constantly deciding and moving ourselves into. Then comes the real education, one that is not found on the earth, but is always the true essence life is, which is always the nowness. So many people become confused by the literal education that they have seen conditioned with, which for the most part does not supersede the earth, but mainly applies to what has been created in a business sense. Religion and politics are the main businesses on the earth and have nothing to do with the real true reality that is so far much too wonderful and perfect to be a part of anything that is not perfectly centered. It is so that the true reality supports everything because all of us are in the same life, but it is positioned in a uniqueness unlike that of what those of the lower embodiments have decided. And so, as usual, the humans of the earth have become once again way over creative, which often has affected their outer environment and most of all their true understanding of the whole of life. It would seem that we are always moving from here to there, as this is how time and space represents itself in the bodily positions of the material spiritual realms. There can be no real understanding of the whole of life from the human consciousness without real guidance and real education. As those who try are merely using their literal sense with a scientific application of logic and reason, which is like a person blowing soap bubbles in the air. All these ideas, conceptions, and most imaginings belong to the psychic realms, as they do make a person feel good with what they have created. Everything has a real purpose, and to properly see it awakens the journey that is for each of us to become more aware to what is real now. As a person identifies the various parts of themselves, they will better understand and come to know a real purpose for themselves. This is important to each of us, as this is what your dream visions are always representing themselves as. Without constant contact to the other worlds and realities, then one is frozen to a one-dimensional resource that will disappear into the nothingness it came from. There are more hidden mysteries to ourselves than can ever be realized and revealed from the physical brain and mind. Until a person learns to perceive and separate their desired phenomena from a true actually reality, they are just groping in the dark. I think that's something that needs to be discussed. Tim?
Lots to talk about, all right. You were reading, Duane says, first, we have to find out where we are and what we're dealing with. Here in these psych realms, we're just beginning as new students to find out about, I guess, where we are. If we've decided to listen, to pay attention when we're being offered this opportunity, it's like the beginning. And what we're dealing with, here we are in these psych realms, and we're dealing with, well, I guess they're called aliens or reptilians, or as one of the controlling powers here on Earth using us as for their human farming, and how the real truth is coming from the all is, the real universes. It's not found on Earth, so it's only from the real guides that we're going to be able to get the real guidance and the real education, the great lessons that we need to get to the top of the mountain of the is, so we can see all and not be having to be in the prison anymore. And the real purpose is without the connection to the real worlds, we're just, how did he put it, like soap bubbles. It's pretty meaningless, and how that even in our dreams, we the influence can be in our dream visions. I thought that was, made me wonder, is that something like people dream about their love lives or their fortunes or their cars or whatever it is, how this influence can even be in a person's dream visions. It was interesting too how logic and reason aren't what it takes to get to real guidance and real education. Anyway, each one of us makes the choice whether we're going to listen when the opportunity is presented and given. or not.
Yes, Tim, and also the there's a part here that Dwayne talked about. The man has outcreated himself, or almost created too much. This is kind of interesting. If you think usually creation, you know, created person is looked upon as a cool, you know, pretty cool person or somebody who's accomplished in this world, like an artist or a sculptor or a writer, actor. But if you're not relating anything, your creations, to what's real, then it can get really distorted fast. The Indians, the indigenous people, they were creative in their own way, how they used the animal spirits, you know, they became animals, or they, with their dances, with their artwork. I mean, most of it was related to the whole natural environment. So their creations made sense in a way, to them at least. But here, with the technology and the way things are, it's really getting distorted here with the creations. So man is basically out-creating himself. He's using his free will to create things that are no longer of a benefit for him. And it's just time for people to wake up to see that it's not going the way it's marketed. The world is going down, and it's time to wake up for everybody here.
I was just noticing, too, that he was mentioning how religion and politics are the main businesses on Earth, and so many of the population is so paying attention to the religions of this world that are created, and the politics, too, instead of paying attention to why they came here. And this is part of our wake up, this real education and this real guidance being offered. So when it's presented to the masses, it also must be, they must be told that is how important this really is, unless they want to stay in this, in these psych realms, and be slaves for reptilians and be robotized and controlled what they can do. And it's the opposite of the real universes, where there's real freedom and real love. And so we have a comparison. You'd think that everybody that would listen and pay attention and read the new books and would get the idea that of the comparison, would want to escape this human farming prison planet.
To discover real truth, one must be willing to be daring and risk everything they carry with them to clearly see reality. As the shadow appears in a person's dreams, it will take on many different forms to where it can hardly be noticed. It can appear as a friend, a seductive woman or man, or even disguised as a savior or a saint, or, to name a few, a movie star. Like in The Devil's Advocate, a very good deception of how the influence works is portrayed. The devil in the movie simply provides the influence and even tells the person that he is trying to seduce that it has been his choice all along, and that he, mean and devil did not make any of the choices of what the hero and his life has become to be. And so, even when the hero in the movie thinks he is past the influence, he walks right back into its web, as is demonstrated at the end of the movie. This is how the human ego is. It goes back and forth from good to bad, and when it feels it has done good, it now thinks everything is fine. What is not seen and must be shown to one is the real side of life. Above the dualistic forces that shadow the minds and emotions of humans. This is how society sees himself, as doing the right thing according to all the rules and regulations that follows, which is supposed to be good for it, but takeovers disguised and protecting the innocent. When we make sense of what has been provided and established in the way of so-called right thinking and doing, we find a lot of flaws, and mainly the end results being a convicted demise. Just because someone invented the piston engine, we can get around faster. Was someone invented that seemed to be in a good idea at the time, which doesn't mean that the fumes from it will kill by somebody, but so it is. With so many good ideas which have been and are now affecting the entire planet more than ever, all of what we are experiencing is a blatant preliminary awareness of humans. Yet very few will admit it. Even with all the natural evidence right in front of everyone, which has always been workable, there are always those who want to change and change what actually works. They're already into something that sounds good, but finally falls and ruins so much real guidance. It's a real cure for all. Until each person who is searching to real truth accepts the real universal guides as the true way shimmers, then mankind will continue to decline and fall victim to the ways of the mind, as has been so in the past. With all the elements involved with the mystery of one's real awareness and unawareness, it is found that the unconscious part, with all that influences it, does not spare the dreamer at all. The dream experience can take the most righteous person, according to their own idea of themselves, and shove their face in it until the dirt through which they have the lowliest of the creatures. The shadow will feed on anything of a derogatory nature and is usually the same sex as the dreamer. The character that has been created from all the collective agreements come in many disguises. The shadow has its own strengths, as I have personally wrestled with it many times. It is its own cunning entity which moves along the lines of the slithering slime in the lower areas, as it sets out to block all achievements to one becoming successful from escaping from these lower levels. The real guides help us to take care of this culprit to where it is basically gone as they protect their new students. We cannot get rid of everything here entirely because the dualistic forces assist in the lower realms, and they will continue on. So it is a matter of adjustment, like a person sails in the wind. We cannot rid of all the flies and bugs on the earth because they have a purpose here. And so what we can do is prepare ourselves to handle whatever it is that we have to. The rep systems do not come close to the real guidance of the is. There is no comparison of the existing educational processes of the world will definitely not agree, as they will do everything in their power to maintain a huge hold on each and every unaware soul. And with that,
why don't we let, we have a caller from Corpus Christi. Maybe she can help us end the program here with a comment. Or are you there, Corpus Christi? I guess not. Okay.
No, we can't get Claudia. Darn. We'll have to invite her sometime.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm here now.
Oh, great.
Yes, the words are very clarifying. Sometimes it's so hard to understand what's going on the real side because a lot of hints are given. Like they'll give you a hint, but they won't tell you the answer, because we have to figure out the answer ourselves. So it's like in school. The teacher does not tell you the answer to the test. You have to figure it out yourself. So every time we get an opportunity to see or get some information clarified so that it's brought down to my level, simple, easy words, then I can understand more. And this allows me a freedom that I did not have before. So much of everything that happened in my life was under the direction of a religious organization or a government organization. All of the people on the planet Earth apparently have this same dilemma to deal with. You spend your life working at a 9-to-5 job, and then You come home, eat some supper, get the kids ready for school, give them a bath get them ready for school tomorrow, and you finally have a few minutes to yourself. And it's very small. The time is taken up by, oh, I have to fill out these forms, or, oh, I have to go to a service every week at the same time. And yes, there are moments of enjoyment in things that we see in life, like to go to the forest or maybe to the beach. We have a few moments in the natural environment that we used to be used to, but we've forgotten so much. We've forgotten the times that we spend walking on soft grass, even if we do have it. It may be have chemicals on it, and if we breathe the air, it may be filled with chemtrail dust that is not good for us. And even the water we drink has to be purified and has to be corrected so much with chemicals. So those of us who wish to go back to the all-natural environment, we can band together and agree that this would be a good thing, and possibly this will help others. Thank you very much for this time.
Oh, that's wonderful, Claudia. You really, really said it so well. And with that, Lila's time has come to an end. The bedtime stories that we all have listened to tonight, they can give us a wonderful insight in how our dreams will be. Good night, everyone. See you next time. And thank you all for a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Lila.
And good night.
Good night.
Good night. And I'll see you soon. Talk to you again soon. Thank you. And good night, all. Pleasant dreams.
Good night. Happy
night.
Dreams. New you.
Thank you. Thank you, one and all. Good night.